When the Prime Minister Barbados speaks, there's often a strong hint of where she wants to take this country. Here she is in St. John just a few nights ago, responding to a call for support for a rural community project from someone in the audience.
My biggest headache now is when somebody comes to Barbados and say they want to do a tourism investment that is coastal. Ask Kerry. There are very few greenfield sites left.
Yeah.
And yet, the truth is that a lot of the tourism plant we have was built from as far back as the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, but with densities that were different. And I think I might have adverted to this at some point in conversation. We have to start looking and seeing how we can also do things inland, in addition to the agriculture and food security, and merging all of these things as is being done here, so that you have an integrated form of development.
Correct.
With access to the beach. I've said before, and I still hope it can happen, and I want to encourage people who are entrepreneurial to want to partner with government. The truth is that we're coming out of COVID and doing a lot of things on a lot of fronts, but by the same token, you see Bath Plantation, Minister of Agriculture has made sure that we have made available large parts of it to persons to farm. But there are other parts of it there too that can take what I would like to see: a Bajan Village Hotel. A Bajan Village Hotel that is modeled on the chattel houses. I've said it to Charles before, I've said it to the others. Mm-hmm. We need to do an RFP, because government itself is not necessarily entrepreneurial. But government can facilitate.
Correct.
And I'm hoping that BTII and BA DMC and others can work together to encourage people, and that we can maybe even encourage the trust to partner with us in it, so that you have a different style of hotel that allows people, as well as Bajans, younger Bajans too, who would not have known what it is like to live in Barbados and live in the country in Barbados, so that we have a different product there completely. But I want to encourage that tourism can't only be about South Coast, West Coast, sun, beach, sand.
Right.
And that we have to innovate. One of our greatest regrets is that Villanova was caught up in the whole Clico madness. And Villanova, historically, has significance because it was owned by Sir Anthony Eden, who was the Prime Minister of the UK when they were dealing with the Suez Canal. So there's a whole story that can go around it. I remember the day that we announced the arbitration against Trinidad and Tobago. We met with Patrick Manning at Villanova in discussions. And Villanova, for me, was always that place that could have developed into conferences, arbitration, and other things that would keep people busy during the day, such that they would only go to the beach for an evening, an early morning, or a weekend. But that they are doing their work in circumstances and surroundings that were bucolic. So I want to thank you for raising it. I want to use this opportunity to send the signal that this is an area where the government is strongly of the view that we need to be doing more. And indeed, I also want to be able to tell you that we need to be able to find more central locations along the coast that can accommodate beach access for Bajans, and that can accommodate beach access also for inland tourism. And if we do that, then it will allow for a more efficient and effective use of the land and allow a wider group of people to benefit from the hospitality industry. But the mechanism or the measurement that you're using, where you're not consolidating ownership but facilitating entrepreneurs, where you are creating a multifaceted experience, that is what people want. And more tourism today is about experiential tourism as opposed to just sunsea and sand. Sunsea and sand is still important, don't get there. But you can't be on a beach 24/7. Sometimes you need other things to excite the mind.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.